Okay, so we open with a shot of me on the way to work here. I talked earlier about problems living together, and here we see Junior confronting both the positive and negative aspects of just moving in. Seeing Rebecca in this bubble bath is obviously a very good thing. But then, sort of the reality of living with another person and all their stuff starts to sink in on him, and we see the flicker of regret that maybe he's made this move too quickly. But again, it's pretty hard to think it's a mistake when you've got someone who looks like Amanda sitting in the bathtub. You know, this is a risque scene, especially for our show, but I think one of the reasons it works is that it's played for humor. It's played for the fact that he's a guy, and even though he has misgivings about all the stuff in her room, the fact that she looks so great is going a long way to postponing any complaints. Here we're back with Chris and Matt, and you know, Matt and Chris have really developed a close relationship, and often in the show, Matt is someone Chris goes to when she needs some guidance, when she needs some help. Sometimes she goes to Jean, sometimes she'll go to Pablo, but Matt has really developed into a confidant for her. It's an interesting place their relationship moved, because in the beginning of the show, they were hot and heavy, and you know, again, this whole theme of can you be friends with somebody you were once involved with or interested in is something that always bubbles up as our main characters' relationships continue to shift. I talked a little earlier about triangles and how they really serve as the engine of the show, and here we're seeing that very idea at work. It was a daring move to have Jean lie about her involvement with Pete. You know, you always want to be careful not to mortgage your characters. That's a term writers often use to mean compromise them to the point where the audience doesn't like them anymore. But that's clear, thanks largely to Nana, the actress who plays Jean, her great performance, that she is tortured by this guilt. And I think the audience sympathizes with a character who made a bad decision and knows it's a bad decision and feels bad about it. Now, I would love to be able to tell you how they get the horse to do all this, but I have no idea. Our writing staff is based in Los Angeles, and the show is shot in New Mexico. So while we all go and visit the set, generally speaking, we're not there. Marjorie David, the executive producer and showrunner, goes down and is our liaison with the set and what's going on. And she's really there to represent the writers and producers and to make sure that what we talked about and agreed about on a script level makes it onto the screen, because there are a lot of people putting their two cents into production. Not only the director, the producers, the actors all have their ideas, and it's important that there's some consistency, that there's somebody who is there from the very beginning of the project, the episode, through the end. Marjorie is that person. Unfortunately, being in different locations means that when it comes to sort of the fun stuff of getting to see these stunts performed, we're not there and have no clue how it's done. Now, one of the interesting things about this episode is it really begins as an episode about Chris making choices about her career. Will she choose Pablo's philosophy over Bernie's, or will she go the Bernie route and opt for sort of a clearer, more established road to success? But Carrie ends up playing an increasingly large role in the episode as it unfolds. And what's nice is what starts out as a story about Chris and her career turns into a story about her relationship with Carrie and how Carrie is starting to become somebody more than an agent, more than a business representative. You know, up until now, we've just sort of seen Carrie as an agent, a business advisor, somebody who's telling Chris to look out for herself. But here, Carrie lets down his mask, however briefly. We see that Carrie really needs Chris to succeed, and that he's invested favors, he's put himself on the line to get her this gig, and that he cares about Chris perhaps more than just as a client. And it's kind of cool how the story starts out as one thing and turns into something else.